All right. Okay. Hi, Denise, it's Sophie. I'm doing well. I just wanted to call to let you know that I got here safe. The journey took, a little longer than I anticipated, but yeah, I'm at the house. Yeah. You may not hear from me too much over the next month or so. Ribbon Ridge is. Yeah, I know. Anyway, it's in the middle of the woods, so it's only got the one landline phone, and the wiring is pretty shoddy. No, if it's a real emergency, I'll borrow one of my friend's phones. But I didn't feel the need to buy one just for this. Yeah, they're all here. The ones I've told you about from high school. The dancer and the musician. And Claire, the one in college who I visited. And Riley, the. Yes, that Riley. Business sure must be slow at the shop if you've got time to bandy gossip about. Oh, really? Well, I'm offended. I thought all your customers walked out in protest since your star mechanic's on leave for a month. Wasn't fishing for the compliment, but I'll take it nonetheless. Yeah, actually, I wanted to call and see how you were doing. Yeah. First anniversary without her is understandably rough. I'd say it gets easier, but I know you don't need to hear that. So I won't. If it's not too forward of me to suggest, if there's anything that you and Carolyn used to do as a couple to have fun, it could maybe help to revisit that. I mean, it could also really hurt. Fair is fair. But I know she would want you to live. I don't think she'd require you to, self-flagellate. She loved you, so she'd want you to be happy. Yeah. No. No, thank you, Denise. I'll be fine. You don't need to worry about me. I'm just frustrated. That's all. I want to fight for everyone, and I. Yes, I know, but I can at least do something. No, I won't wear myself out running around. It's hard to run anywhere up here, really. We're all alone, and there's only one clear path down. The rest is just forest. Yeah. You take care, too. Bye.
Sophie Westcott.
Ah! Oh! Sweet Jesus! All right. I did not see you standing there.
Sorry.
It's perfectly all right. Apology accepted. Have we.
I'm the caretaker.
Oh. Right. Wonderful. Like, from the foundation? Or the government? Or whatever?
Well, thank you for letting us stay in this house, and thank you for all the work you do to take care of it.
It's a pleasure.
Is there anything I can do to help you?
Not anymore. I just wanted to meet you. I'll be going now.
Oh. Well, have a safe journey home. Let me know if there's anything I can do for you.
Episode 2. Hecate. It's a strange business, making a temporary home. Why put down roots when you know you'll have to rip them up? All five of us already have roots at Ribbon Ridge. We came here as children. We know the worn wood of the door frames, the broken latches on the windowsills. This house is historic, but it's not one of a kind. When we visited with our 6th grade class, and our 8th grade class, and our 10th grade, there was always a curator, some smiling person in a nice suit who whispered facts to us and told us what we could and couldn't touch. One year, we were playing tag, and Riley broke a display case. The curator's back was turned, and somehow by the time the crash reached his ears, Riley had vanished into thin air. Only Claire was left. She made up taller and taller tales, trying fruitlessly to explain why the shards of glass at her feet weren't her fault. Sophie stood beside the fireplace, grinning at the sight. The rest of us hid behind the curtains, laughing our heads off. I never felt good getting away with things like that. I always felt a little stab of guilt. This place makes it easy to lie. It's filled with boards that don't join up quite right. Walls that are a little out of sync. It's easy to mold, and then remold. So, maybe it shouldn't surprise me that Maddie easily turns the bright, glassy sunroom into a dance studio. She rolls out long strips of Marley on the floor and polishes the windows till they're almost like mirrors. There are two doors into the sunroom. One that connects to the rest of the house, and a sliding glass door that looks out over the mountain. It's under the sliding glass door that Madeline finds a letter on the morning of the very next day.
Who is it?
It's Madeline.
Huh. I'll be honest, on the list of answers to that question, you were dead last, and that's saying something. What's up?
It came.
What came?
The theme for our work. It's here. Someone slipped it under the door to my studio.
That's the fastest I've ever gotten out of bed. Gaze upon me, O ye mortals, you'll never see me this sleepy again. What's the theme?
Should I come in?
The room's a mess, trust me. You don't want to deal with my tornado of unwashed laundry.
You've been here a day.
I'm indecisive. I go through a lot of clothes. What's in the envelope, Cinderella? Come on, we can sit on the stairs.
All right. Do you have a letter opener or something?
Oh, why not just rip it off?
That feels disrespectful. It's such nice paper.
All the more reason to see it appropriately ripped.
Anatomy of the heart.
Holy shit. Okay. That's multifaceted, I guess.
This is perfect. There's so much precedent for it in ballet, let alone in solo variations.
I mean, I can write about anything, but I guess this is fun to work with, and glad you seem to be vibing with it.
There's this piece in Romeo and Juliet that's played when Tybalt dies. It's just drum beats, 16 of them, signifying how long it takes his heart to pump out blood through the gash that Romeo's rapier left. Did you know that?
No. I didn't. I'll be honest, the last time I touched the world's worst love story was in 8th grade. And even then I thought it was stupid.
Just drum beats. The choreography is very angular and brutal and ugly, like watching a spider get crushed. I really love it.
Is there any part of dance you don't love?
I can perform anything if I'm good enough. No one gets to say that something's too hard for me or out of my wheelhouse. It's just logic, really. You have to talk yourself into it.
Yeah. Writing's kind of like that. I'm gonna go, talk to Sophie. I looked at the weather report. We're gonna have the blowback from Hurricane Hecate tonight. Might make the power go out. That'd be fun, right? Yeah, I'd ask you if you wanna come, but you're in imagination mode, so I'm just gonna close up my room. Don't mind me. Enemy of the heart, right? Amazing. I'll let everyone know that's the theme.
Sure, yeah. I'll be rehearsing. I've got a few ideas. I'll see you later.
God, he really does have a one-track mind.
Good morning, darling musician, heroic mechanic. Did you sleep well?
Hi, Riley.
Pretty well. Thanks for asking.
Well, get ready to not sleep tonight. We're having a spooky, scary thunderstorm, and I expect everyone in this house to commit to the bit on pain of death.
Is this the hurricane?
I mean, not the bona fide hurricane itself. It would be pretty impressive if it sauntered this far inland.
A hurricane? Sauntering?
You're welcome.
We get the gist. Rain, wind, gloomy gray sky.
Yeah, and also lightning and thunder and falling trees, according to the National Oceanic and Air Administration.
They have an acronym.
It's not nearly as fun to say.
Falling trees?
Falling trees. It's going to be bad. Like red alerts flashing on my laptop screen telling me to shelter bad. Which is why I am here to propose that we eat dinner downstairs and maybe have a sleepover in the hall between Claire's room and the generator.
But I like my bed, Riley. It's so soft.
Sleepover, Sophie. Sleepover. We can play sleepover games. We can eat terrible food and have a built-in justification for it. Work with me here.
What's that piece of paper?
Oh, right. Madeline found it. We have the theme for the retreat. It's Anatomy of the Heart. So, however you want to interpret that, go ham.
Anatomy? Of the heart?
That's the theme? That's a phrase?
Look, I didn't write it.
No, I think it's cool, just specific. Less thematic than, well, most themes.
Again, didn't write it.
Did the caretaker deliver it? I ran into her yesterday.
I don't know. There's a caretaker?
Yeah. Remember when we were kids, there was a different person in charge every couple years.
Did you see her around, Riley? Tall, pink dress, black sunglasses.
No, I don't think I've met her yet. I'll have to pencil that in.
Oh, that reminds me. Sophie Ketch. Caretaker left these for you to have. Keys to the rooms in the house, in case we accidentally lock ourselves out, I guess.
Thanks.
Getting back to the hurricane.
We should shelter, right? Because, yeah, if trees are going to fall, then we should be in the basement. There aren't any windows. Man, I hope Claire's doing okay down there. It was really dark when I took a look last night.
Oh, I'm sure she's fine. More importantly, you're saying yes to my sleepover?
Yes to your sleepover.
Oh, excellent. All right, I'm going to go and research parts of the human heart and also figure out what the appropriate party games for Batshit Storm are. Nick, get blankets for the evening and throw them down in the hallway. Sophie, I trust that you still know how to make that very lovely spiked hot chocolate, so do that sometime before 7. I'll see you all tonight. If a tree falls before then, please be around to tell me if it makes a sound or not.
Can I ask you something?
You just did. But I'll permit a second question. I'm a generous friend.
Has she always been this...
You can say whatever word you're thinking of. I'm not going to judge if it's maybe a little... harsh.
I don't know what word I meant.
Bubbly? Energetic. Overwhelming?
Yeah.
It's weird seeing everyone after 4 years, isn't it?
I mean, it's not like we didn't talk.
Well, you texted, and I visited Claire, and we had phone calls every now and then, but that's different than, you know, living with someone, spending morning and evening with them. That's a different type of exposure.
I love her a lot. It's really not a criticism. I mean, honestly, I'm enthusiastic about a sleepover. It's a good way to kick this whole month off. But it feels so strange being around her like this. Our edges have always grated up against each other. I don't approach things like she does.
Is it just her?
No. It's weird being around Claire, too. And Madeline.
And the reason for that last one?
I'd rather talk about Riley.
Okay. Understood. Give it a few days. Give her a few days to relax and remember us. Everyone's just trying to strengthen the friendship muscles, but after a few years apart, it takes time.
You think a few days will change things?
I'm sure they will. Time changes lots of things.
I sit in the living room and work all day, humming notes and scribbling them onto paper. Sophie comes in and out, muttering to herself about hot chocolate recipes. Riley's computer keys are audible even from the ground floor, but the door to the tower bedroom stays locked tight. Madeline refuses to leave the sunroom. Through the windows, the sky starts to frown, its brow furrowing in a fold of angry black clouds. Riley sets up candles and flashlights all across the basement hallway. They zig and zag, back and forth, and even though the lights are still on, the basement has an eerie vibe. Shadows dance on concrete as rain soaks through the ground outside. But we're safe down here. Powerful and warm.
Welcome to The Sleepover. One night only for the coolest kids around, right here in the Ribbon Ridge basement. Hot cocoa, Nick?
Thanks.
How is it looking up there just now?
Bad. The sky wants to eat us.
It's time for... Truth or Dare? We already played Spin the Bottle while you were upstairs, Nick. You missed all the smooching.
What?
We did not play Spin the Bottle.
Oh, we totally did.
We did not play Spin the Bottle. She's messing with you.
We're playing Truth or Dare now, at any rate.
We didn't play Spin the Bottle.
Yeah. Jeez, you people can't take a joke, huh?
So, just regular Truth or Dare?
There's more than one way to play it. I feel like the title implies the one and only way.
Well, sometimes people use variations or add extra rules.
At school, there's a variant called Truth or Terror, where we use...
What sort of extra rule?
I don't know. Silly stuff, like taking shots if you don't want either option.
I mean, I'm not opposed to that.
Truth or Dare?
Dare.
Oh, sorry, Claire. I was asking Sophie.
It's fine. I mean, we're sitting right next to each other.
Truth.
Oh, shit. Now I have to think of a truth.
You don't have one planned?
It's more fun if it's spontaneous.
Ask away. I am here with my hot chocolate. I can remain here all night until so prompted.
You're the do-gooder of the group. Why don't you like to lie?
Hate it. Aside from, like, little white lies that serve the function of politeness, they're just harm waiting to happen. And if they don't harm others, then they hurt the teller. And also, I used to act, so I should know.
It sucks to keep up facades.
Fair enough.
Your turn, Soph.
Claire, truth or dare?
Dare. Anything. I'll do it.
Text the person you least want to text.
Oh, there's no reception down here.
Oh. Sorry.
Who is it going to be?
Got any exes you want to tell us about?
No. Shut up. Something else.
Do a handstand.
All right.
Ow! Claire!
Ow. Watch it, the flames.
Are you all right?
Here, let me help.
Fuck, I think I hit my ribs. Ow, ow, ow.
Have you ever even done a handstand, Claire?
No.
I'm really sorry. I think I should have specified that you try that away from the candles.
Are you burned at all?
That looked pretty rough.
I'm fine. I just need a minute.
Right. Nick, truth or dare?
What? What?
Did I ask it wrong?
No, of course not. Truth.
What do you want most in the world?
You. All of you. Here with me, like this.
Woman of simple pleasures.
Shh, drink your melted sugar.
Oh, so you were spying on me when I made this. How did you know my secret ingredient?
Maddie, truth or dare?
Dare.
Oh.
What?
No, I figured you'd pick truth. Felt like we had a trend going.
Exception to that, am I?
I don't have a lot of interesting truths to tell, so I figured I'd save you the boredom.
Well, no, I'm sure you have a lot of things about you that are interesting. Don't sell yourself short.
Pick a dare.
I don't know. Anyone have any ideas?
I feel like the dare part is limited because our run of the house is limited, and as we've just discovered, there's a real lack of space in this hallway.
Hey, the candles seemed like a good idea half an hour ago. I wanted to set the mood.
You really have to clarify. What mood?
I don't have a lot of secrets.
Everyone's got secrets, right? Or at least things they don't tell other people. I think that's just part of human nature.
Riley! Truth or dare?
I think it's Nick's turn to pick.
Well, if she can't decide, we'll skip her, since skipping people is clearly okay. Truth or dare?
Truth. Why are you...
I mean, you always skip me. You always forget about me.
Claire, are you okay?
She skipped my turn! All of you did, you skipped my turn! And you laughed behind my back when I claimed this bedroom, even though I'm an adult now. I'm old enough to deal
with
shit,
not...
alright?
We didn't mean to hurt you.
It'd be fine if you hurt me! But none of you care about me! Why do you always forget about me? You love to go chase your dreams, and I stayed here, and I've just been getting third-hand news of your adventures. God! Am I just a footnote in your drama, in whatever the two of you have going on? Why don't any of you care enough to hate me? That would be better than this.
Claire, I'm sorry you're upset.
You got the theme this morning, right, Riley? I heard you running around yelling about it. Why didn't you come find me, too?
I guess we forgot.
You always forget. I might as well be a coat rack to you. Why did you even invite me here? Oh, wait, you didn't. Sophie mentioned it in conversation, and I applied myself. Tried to force my way in, because I'd hoped you'd notice me. Because for some fucking reason, I want to be important to you.
Claire, I forgot about your turn in the game because you had been a little bit on fire and you said you needed a second. It's not that complicated, sweetie. And okay, you know what? While we're being, like, brutally open, Madeline, truth or dare? I want to know your feelings on someone here.
Hey, Riley, maybe we should take a break.
Yeah, a break sounds good.
Okay, but we could at least finish this round, right? She hasn't even answered...
Holy fuck! Oh my god!
Maddie?
I'm here.
Are you okay?
Fine. What in the world was that?
Wow. Well, I guess the generator's down, meaning we're screwed for power. And the candles are out, so that's... exciting.
The flashlights aren't working?
Yes, the flashlights aren't working. What, did you think I turned them off for fun? No, they're properly dead.
They all died? How'd they all die at once? They were fine a minute ago.
I don't know.
You can fix planes, trains, and automobiles, but not flashlight batteries?
To fix them, I need light to see by.
Hang on, I've got a match.
Why?
Candles, bitch! I don't breathe fire.
Someone should go kickstart the generator.
Maybe that's best after the storm. It might electrocute us if we mess with it now.
Wait. Where's Claire? Claire?
What, did she just...
How in the world could she...
Is she okay?
All of you, quiet! Claire!